I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3.
Hey, it's Sarah and Vinny. Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Remember, you can see us live every day and watch video replays at RadioAlice.com/watch.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
At 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice Morning Show. Starting your Friday with a little spanking guitar riffs. Oh, boy. God, I love that.
That's Jesus. What I was listening to, too. I put on my headphones and just was like, oh, Eddie.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Eddie, go, Eddie, go. God, if there's anyone, you know, if you could be a guitar player, that's who you'd want to be.
I mean, there's plenty of good guitar players.
He's
so flipping weird.
No, I don't want to be him. I want to play like him. I should say that. Because he just, I mean, murders that thing. Yes, as a human being, I don't know. But those hands. Oh, so good.
I realize genius gives you some...
leeway.
Some, but not enough.
People will forgive a lot.
I mean, God...
Yeah, he's a mess. Or so I hear. Maybe he's delightful and that's just...
You've met him.
How would I know, though? I met him for 5 minutes. You don't know anybody you meet him for 5 minutes.
What?
You don't know him. You know, it takes time to know somebody.
He knows you.
Well, he's seen my boobs.
Intimately.
I tell you something. He doesn't know me at all. He doesn't remember me. I'm not even a blip on his... He is one of the major life events... As it turns out, I didn't realize, but it was, you know, going to become a major life event. I am not even on his event list.
Hold on. Just let me just say something. You are underestimating a man's ability to catalog and love every pair of boobs he's ever seen in his entire life.
You know, Vin, when you throw that much boob at somebody, I just think... that they become one collective boob. And certainly there's no face attached. Right?
You say, I don't know. I know
you,
that
of
I
Of all
remember,
the boobs you've seen in every magazine and ever on every porn site.
I
you
remember
know, other,
a lot more than you want to believe. You well, probably think, like, that's not, he's just being ridiculous. But
And
I am,
he was wasted. So I'm going to go with the he does not remember me.
Right.
I know that you need me to be significant in his life. I know that. You know what? I'm going to take it all back. If you ever seen these spectacular puppies, they would be burned on your retina as well.
Nicole loved that joke. Did you see her laugh? She loves it. See?
So you know
you
what?
You just made two people's days by saying the right answer to the... To
I'm
the...
sorry. I forget. I keep forgetting what the right answer is. Eddie Van Halen definitely remembers me. Definitely remembers my boobs.
Duh.
He definitely remembers me. And I don't know why I would ever think anything different. My boobs are so remarkable that, of course, he remembers them.
Right.
Uh-huh. And in his memory, he can look up at my face and look back down at my boobs. I'm that memorable.
Right. Good.
It's
now
funny
that we've
though.
Got that established.
How different things mean different things to different people. Mm-hmm. You know, like when you meet Eddie Van Halen, it's one of your treasured memories. When he meets you, you're just another person he met that day.
Well, touring is Groundhog Day. Any
it's
artist will tell you, aye aye aye. Mm-hmm. Different town, same scene.
Yeah.
Place you go.
people just seem to be going crazy in the world because all I ever see is people going crazy. What else
Good
is there?
Point, right.
Yeah. It's
anyway.
Easy to get a skewed view of, you know, a skewed perspective on what's real.
So let me just join you for a minute in this Friday glory. It's been one of those weeks, and I am so glad for Friday.
Listen, I could tell yesterday, because there's no way you voluntarily stayed up until 11 o'clock on Wednesday, even though it was the Survivor finale night. Even the, you know, there's just no way you voluntarily did. Like something,
no,
something went down, and you didn't get any sleep. I mean, you know,
right.
It shows on us, and that's why sleep is so important. And I could, you know, I was like, as soon as I heard that, I'm like, oh, this dude's rallying. So did you get a good night's sleep last night?
Much better. And I'm looking forward to just being off into the week. I think more importantly, the missus needs to be off into the weekend. She's
having it too.
Her workload pile is increasing right now for some reason. And we're both just treading water.
Well, listen, next weekend is Memorial Day. So we have a 3-day weekend next weekend.
What?
You heard me.
I don't. What?
Yep.
Hold on. Look at you looking at calendars. You're right. The 25th.
Are you kidding me? I want to know when I'm working and when I'm not working.
Huh.
I know, because the world is weird. Like, Fridays are even weird for me now because every day, because I never leave here, the days do run together.
Oh, yeah.
And so look, this job is super. Job, and you got to get up really early, but it's an enjoyable job, and I have a good time. It's like hanging with my friends and chatting about BS, and so it'll be 10:30 in the morning, and I'm done for the day, and I'm, you know, looking at the stretch of the day away from me and going, you know, whatever will I do to fill this? And so Friday becomes a lot like one of those days, you know? You got to wait, I have to wait till 5 to drink, and
well, you don't have to.
You know what, though? Unless I want to be in bed at 4 p.m., I kind of do need to. The schedule really does F with your ability to stay up late. I can't believe you stayed up until 11:30.
I don't know what that shows, but good for you that you can wait till 5. I mean, I think plenty of people are like, screw that. Why would I wait till 5? I'm sitting here doing nothing.
It's
with
like
no
the
one depending on me to do anything.
The one thing in my life that has remained the same, I don't drink during the week because I don't do anything that screws with my sleep, and I wait till 5 o'clock. Well, listen, I know how it affects me negative. Like 2 weeks ago or whenever it was that I, at 4:20, no one was home. There's those freaking, every time I open the fridge, there's this like, just, I don't know, canister of lemon drops just waiting for me. And by 6 o'clock, I was passed out. Like, that is not what I'm looking for on a Friday night. I know this about myself. There was no one there to control me. And I could
clearly... you did it alone?
Well, basically.
Well, where was everybody else?
Those guys, they had gone out for a walk and to go shopping. And Riley was in the kitchen making bagels. And like, I was just alone sitting on the back porch. It was a beautiful day. I'm like, I don't have it. And then you have one, it's like, oh, that's nice. And then two is just, they're deadly. And then by the time I was on my third one, I was like, oh,
three.
Oh my God. I think I might have started a fourth before I fell asleep on the couch. I just, blah. It's not good. I mean, good, but not good. Like, embarrassing to be drunk at 6 o'clock in the, I would like, you know, I don't want that. My kids don't need to see that. Oh, my great. Mommy's drunk at 6 o'clock on a Friday. Great. Oh, God, what a loser.
That's funny.
It's not that funny. I really just have been feeling so bad about it for so long. It's all coming out now. Hello.
Well, all right. So wait till your 5 o'clock then.
Yeah. And no more lemon drops on an empty stomach. I'm going to start. I'll start with a nice beer. You know, let's take it easy.
That's your struggle. Oh. My struggle is there isn't any of that at all.
There is no taking it easy. There's no, right. I'm sorry.
Well, don't be sorry.
Listen,
I'm actually very comfortable with that part of my life and where
No, you've gotten to a good place with it. It's actually remarkable because I know plenty of people with real problems who I quit. And they feel like they get a handle on it after a few months. And they're like, well, I can start again.
Oh, well, I did that. I'm not saying I didn't do that.
No, I know.
I did
that. But you're past
it. 1,000 times, actually.
Yep.
It's only until a certain point where you go, I just can't do that at all.
Yeah.
It just doesn't ever end well. Anyway, that doesn't matter. Let's get back to the party.
Hooray! So, it's Friday! Don't
coming up
five.
Today... I know I have Scott Budman booked, and yep. I know we have Annie booked, so yep. We've got kind of a full load.
We do. We have a really busy new music today. There's some good stuff in there, and some weird stuff, too.
Have you heard the new song yet?
The Katy Perry?
Yeah.
I have not. I pulled up the video, and I was going to click play. I just couldn't do it. I didn't have time.
Right.
Let's go with that. And she's naked in it, though, is what I hear.
What?
Yeah, she's because she's pregnant right now. And she's so apparently there's a shot of her. She does have her arm over her breasts, but she's silhouetted like in a waterfall.
All right.
So, you know, a la Demi Moore, you know, they cover everything up and show the bump. I don't know how
look.
Big. So I have not heard or looked at it, but we're playing that song every 2 hours.
Only you would be able to comment on what that must be like for a woman, but it seems pretty powerful, and I can imagine why she wants to, you know, feature
sure.
what she's experiencing in her video. I mean, she's got a human being inside her stomach. What?
We do grow each other. It is, you know, you do have a lot. You have 9 months to really think about what you're doing, and it's a, it's, you know. I mean, you watched your, we're looking at it now. We're looking at her boobs are bigger than ever. She's got looks like a solid 7 month belly on. Oh,
uh-huh. Oh,
and they're just doing some quick cuts. There she is. Oh, she is. That's not a silhouette. That is her. So the song is called Daisies, and we're playing it every 2 hours on the Alice. So when is the next time that's coming up? Nico.
It looks like 6:14. Oh, no, well, sorry, not 6:14. Sorry.
Say, we don't play a song there, so the answer is no.
Sorry, no. Sorry, it's going to be on the top of the hour of 7.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
And then the next time is in the 9 o'clock hour.
That would be the 2 hour thing. See how we're playing it every 2 hours? So now you'll know.
Katy Perry got her video done during quarantine then.
Clearly. That's when people are doing them. So, yeah, so the song is Daisies, and we'll be hearing quite a bit of that. Yeah, we do have a pretty packed show. In fact, we're going to talk about Survivor in just a couple minutes. So that's our 6 o'clock hour. I got new music.
I finished that yesterday while I was sort of noodling on the guitar, and I just wanted to get as far through that as I could.
Make it all the way to the end? Or
no, because they are... winners, past winners, and they all sort of know each other. Do you think is that the reason for the increased emotion? Because I never watch the end. Is there that many tears?
Yes.
And those that many hugs each season at the end?
You know, it's always pretty emotional, Vin.
There's a lot of I love yous. I was like, woof.
They don't generally show as much of the, look, they, you know, they couldn't do a reunion show, the end. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, he might say it was action packed. I saw plenty of spots where I could have edited that thing down to 2 hours. There's no question.
Sure.
Like the first 20 minutes of it, I'm like, okay, well, that can all go away. You know, it's just, so they needed to put they had 3 hours to film, and they filled them with the actual show. And maybe there was 10 minutes of, I don't even know if there was that much of Jeff and, you know, Zoom calls and talking with the winner and that kind of thing. Actually, we should save this.
Right.
In fact, if you want, look at us. We could go right now. Let's go to the song and we'll just jump into this because clearly this is what we want to talk about. Lucky you listeners who don't watch Survivor, the next 20 minutes are not for you. KLLC, KLLC HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Here's a song. We'll be right back.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.